The MCCSE school board will meet tonight, and on the telephone with us for a little preview of that meeting is the superintendent, Dr. Judy DeMuth. Dr. DeMuth, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. Great. How are you doing?
Well, we're good. This weather's been fantastic. The school year has gotten off to a very solid start, you're going to tell us, because no news is good news. It's just like these football camps where the Colts are playing in Indiana. If you don't hear any news, everything's good because nobody's injured and good things are happening there. How the first couple weeks of school been?
Do you know what? It's been great. We have the typical bus misconnections for a few days, but we got that all resolved. And so we are in great shape. I tell you what, there's nothing better than to go into the buildings and see smiling faces. So if anybody wants to have a really great day, just give a school a call, stop in a school, talk with the principal, and say, I'd like to walk just down your hallway with you for a minute, because that really warms it up. It's been a fantastic start, and I want to thank our parents, our students, and our staff for making sure they know what they need to do and coming to school ready to go.
And everybody's in their routine now. That's the good news. And with Indiana University and Ivy Tech getting back this week, everybody's in the big grand routine. So that makes it exciting. Also, with tonight's school board meeting, everything's exciting because when the new budget comes together and Tim Thrasher gets out his magic wand and his pixie dust and puts this all together, just talk about the job he does, first of all, to make this worth, for just people like me to even understand.
Well, first of all, you're not going to find anybody in the state like Tim. You know, they're a dying breed. They're fantastic business managers. They've been in it a long time. You can't ask them a question they don't know, and they can explain it to you, and you understand it. So it's really a pleasure to have him working with me, and I really appreciate that. This evening, we'll be requesting permission to advertise the budget, and as you know, a budget is just a spending plan, and so we have to make sure that the numbers support that budget. So when we advertise, we're going to be advertising a little high, but you know, we know that in the end we'll be leveling this total tax rate, and we've done that now consistently for 5 years, because as we moved into the referendum, we wanted to make sure that our taxpayers knew that we were leveling the tax rate, keeping it steady, and then driving down that referendum tax rate. And we've done exactly that, and we'll continue that. So we're very proud of it, and again, we'll be asking the board for permission to advertise this budget, and then there's a lengthy process that it goes through. So this is kind of the first steps.
Let me ask you why you're not using all that money. Someone would say, well, you have it. Why not use all of it? What allows you to make those connections without having to ramp that rate up?
Well, because what we're trying to always do is look for efficiencies. And how can we get the job done? What's the job we need to do? How can we get it done? And how can we do it effectively and efficiently? And when we can do that, then that's the path we want to go down. Most of the budget is used for salaries and benefits. So if we can get the right people in the right places and do the work efficiently and effectively, that's exactly what we're going to do, and that's what we've done. So again, we're very proud of that work and trying to look at every position that we have and get the very best person to do the job. And we are, you know, very proud of the results we're getting from those people.
We're speaking with Dr. Judy DeMuth, who is the superintendent of the MCCSE. And Judy, I know part of the answer to this, but how does the public hold your feet to the fire, so to speak, to be assured that you are being good stewards of the money?
Well, I think you can't beat Bloomington for people being interested in education. And so we have a lot of great input about the kinds of programming that they want for their students and, of course, the people that they want to be in those classrooms with their children. So all of the input that we receive, and then, of course, you know, we do have a whole list of things that we have to do.
Yeah, talk about that booklet that shows how you have used it.
I'm sorry?
The booklet that shows how you have used the money.
Oh, absolutely. You know, what we tried to do in the last couple of years is to put together all of the information regarding, as we approach this new referendum, what we have done with our money in terms of the referendum fund, and then also talk about all of the great things that have happened as a result. And so, again, going back to that total tax rate, driving down the referendum tax rate, and quite honestly, all of the opportunities we've been able to provide for our students. We are second to none. We have 240 extracurricular activities that actually accentuate all the learning that the kids do in the classroom each and every day, and very proud of that. And in fact, if people in the community are listening, I would hope that they try to attend some of those extracurricular activities, because you really see our kids putting it all together, and our kids show very well everywhere they go.
And you had mentioned, too, about transportation being a little bit of a startup problem, but how's that bus app working?
Well, you know what? Our usership has increased dramatically, so we're very proud of that. And this evening, we're going to unveil another app that is called MCCSC Connect.
Cool.
And what we're trying to do is make it really easy for parents to get push notifications, updates. They can select their schools and get specific information about the school, including the school menus. And they can only get it for the schools that they select, or they can get it for every school. So we're really trying to go mobile. And I think this evening, as the board listens to the presentation, they'll be really proud of what we've put together and the capacity it has to give our parents good information.
Wow.
Well, that's how we're living today. Look down on your phone. You watch TV on your phone. You you FaceTime folks on your – it's all right there. So your schedules and everything else of convenience needs to be there. And that's an exciting – again, an exciting improvement to what's happening with just modern technology and how we're using it to our advantage. That's the good
news. Right.
Judy, let me ask you this. Have there been any surprises as the start of the school year? Kids that showed up you didn't know about, those kinds of things?
Do you know what? There absolutely are surprises at the beginning of the school year. Not so much the kids showing up, but, you know, again, what we try to do is to work with every child and meet their needs. So we have had some children with some various needs that we've had to make sure that we are prepared for, and so those are always surprising. But then we also have children, and I'm going to read a little bit about one here and brag just a little bit about her, but it's amazing what our kids do outside, again, our classrooms during the summer and then in the evenings. But we have a little girl at Jackson Creek. Her name's Ann Rath. She's an eighth grader. She won the under 18 division at the Ferdinand Folk Festival Singer and Songwriter Showcase just recently. Hmm. And her mom wrote me a note and said, just want to let you know Anna won the 18 and under songwriter contest, and she will perform at the Ferdinand Folk Festival September 17th. She continues to get fantastic support from her MCCSE music teachers, and for that we are so very grateful. Mrs. Olivo and Mr. Donnelly are just out of this world awesome. So when you get notes like that about, again, something the child's interested in, a passion they have, and then we support that, that's what that's all about. So wow. We're really proud of her.
Well, that is exciting, and it's always fun to see kids going on and doing other stuff, but having the support of the corporation behind them as well. Showtime tonight is?
We will be ready to go at 6 p.m.
Excellent, and then you'll take public comment before that starts?
Patrons are always welcome to come. They fill out a comment card, and then we have that toward the beginning of the meeting. Yes.
Outstanding. So that's at East North Southwest Drive, right over there by Bloomington High School South. And
Mike can never remember the street name.
Well, if I name all four of them, no one can say I led them in the wrong direction. Bring your compass. You'll be fine. And that's, again, the MCCSC board meeting tonight at 6 p.m. Dr. DeMuth, as always, we thank you for your time, and we hope the budget stuff goes without a hitch tonight. And then the time frame of that moving on. The next meeting after that, you have advertisement
have
this
to advertise
week.
It.
And then the next meeting, we'll do what?
The next one, I believe, is the formal hearing portion. So that'll be next month, which will be September already.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the timeline of it moving forward. And, again, tonight, public comment, fill out your card if you want to have something added, subtracted, mm-hmm. whatever you think is most necessary. And we will get caught up with you next month.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your support.
Dr. Judy DeMuth, she joins us before usually every mm-hmm. board meeting on Tuesdays. And again, tonight, Keith, that will just be the Tim Thrasher magic hat, magic pixie dust.
He's so understated when he does that.
He did, because you know what? For him, it's like reading a phone book. It's not a big deal. It's just that's what he does, and he's so good at it. It sounds so simple when he talks about it. So there you go. Again, not using up all of it because they try to be efficient.
Right.
They try to do what's best for everybody involved.